Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Val and I today. Oops, there we go. Oh, Val, did I lose you?
I'm here, hon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here we go with the technical difficulty. Thank you for joining Tweaking Your Vibrations for our weekly tweak today. We're going to try to do this again at least once a week. We're getting a late start today because of our own, you know, transitions and stuff that we have to take care of. But thank you for listening to our show today. And today, the tweak of the week is basically about gifting your soul with love through connecting the flow of non-resistant energies and emanating from nature. I know that's a mouthful, but basically, again, it's getting back to or being at a point where you can listen to your soul and acting from love. So, I don't know if you want me to continue with this or if you have something to add, but
well, we can talk about it. You know, what Angela and I are experiencing about acting from love is that it comes from a place that our soul's essence is love. It's the non-resistant energy, and the nature of love is to just be what is. And when we are honoring our soul's nnature, the essence of our nature, the essence of our soul, which is love, is the greatest power in the world, and it feeds our soul's continued potentiality as a human being. So when we honor our love within our soul, it's like putting our oxygen mask on before we take care of anybody else. And it's like loving ourselves and loving others like ourselves. We want to be able to love ourselves first because we can only give to others what we know.
Right. So acting from love, basically, it's kind of difficult to describe that, but love is the greatest power in the world. It is a non-resistant energy that nourishes and feeds our soul's continued potentiality as human beings. When we honor love within our soul, we honor our soul's essence, as Val was saying. So in the moment that we take our thoughts and feelings outside our own spiritual nourishment, that we're disconnecting from the only source of power that governs our true physical reality in every moment. And since love is the greatest power of all and its nature is one of non-resistance, our tweak of the week, or allow physical nature's essence of non-resistance to be a mirror of love back to you. So we have a tip for you to do that would probably help in kind of getting to get there and understanding how to flow with that kind of energy. And the tip is to find a natural setting, spend at least 5 minutes connecting with the earth. And what that means is to clear your mind of everything that, you know, all your bills or, you know, the job, what you have to do after work or what you have to do, you know, whenever you get home, all of that. And just kind of getting to a point where you can just be quiet and have some peace. And 5 minutes is the magic number because, you know, it's not too much time, but it's not too little time. And just try to clear your mind by being in the now and being present and just be in appreciation to the energies emanating from nature around you, the trees, the ground, the sky, whatever animals, you know, squirrels, the birds happen to be in that space and be there and just be without any words, without any thoughts, and just try to be present to what you're feeling when you're in that moment. Because there is a certain peace that nature brings, and for me, being out in nature, it's absolutely peaceful. There's nothing else I'm thinking about, and when I'm in peace, love flows through me. So when you are able to find that peace that comes from, you know, non-resistance, that, you know, you're not trying to block anything, you're not running away from anything, you're just being peaceful and taking in and breathing in the moment, that's the kind of energy that that you want to be able to get to or be in, so that you can come from that source of love. Let that peace nourish your mind and body from within to without. From there, it can become a muscle memory that you can store in your mind. And whenever you need a break from the pressures of the outside world, this is a tip that you can do to be able to block all of that other stuff, block all of the distractions from keeping your soul from its love source.
Kind of like the quietness that we just allowed to be on this piece, this tip of the week. Non-resistant energy is nature's kind of like the one visual that we're given as a natural creative source energy from the divine source energy of where all of us come from. Nature is one of those visuals that is present to its own self, to its own embodiment. It embodies presence. It embodies flexibility. It embodies non-resistance. It doesn't matter what's connected to it on the outside. It just is what it is. And it gives us that reminder that who we are within is more important than what's going on around us, and that we can feed and just be present to our soul and the love that emanates from within, so that it just kind of nourishes our body. It helps us connect to that power source. Like when we see the sun, how powerful the sun is. You know, the sun shows up every day, whether there's rain, whether there's clouds, it still shows. It's still light outside, and it's not defined by what happens in this world. And I think that who we are doesn't have to be defined by what happens around us either. And when we connect with the essence of non-resistance and our nature and love, then who we are begins to emanate and change the world around us, and that we can find that peace that passes beyond understanding. And so that's what our intention this week is, to just act from love, bring ourselves into that place of our own natural essence, and appreciate that we can come from that place regardless of what's happening in our environment, whether it's a paying a bill or, you know, the things that we have to do. We just want to appreciate, no matter what, who we are is love, and that we can love everything that, you know, from that place.
Yeah, and the reason for me starting with nature is that for me, there's no resistance there, because had I started trying to do this in another, looking maybe at something outside of me, maybe someone in my life, a family member, that creates resistance for me, because then I, instead of feeling what my soul feels, what love within my soul, I always go to, what if this happens, or what if they don't feel the same way, or what if this is not, you know, what if I'm the person that's giving too much? So then I get in my head about it. So nature for me, I don't have any resistance to nature, because nature just is.
Yeah, it's not forcing itself upon you.
On me, right.
I mean, love for everything, but it's not coming at you and saying, you got to be and do mm-hmm. and think like I do.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's like, here I am, I'm a tree, or here I am, I'm a bird, or here I am. And it's being itself. And, wow, if we were able to operate more on I'm being myself, and I love myself, and I'm okay with myself, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can appreciate myself and come and honor that first. Wow. You know, we might not be bumping heads so much.
Exactly. Exactly.
We might be shining, you know, kind of shining from our own sense of, you know, we don't have to be, we can, like, be a chestnut tree and an oak tree.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get to that point where it doesn't matter what, you know, you can bring that into your relationships later on, where it doesn't matter what the other person does. You can just love them for who they are. You can get to that point, but, you know, I, personally speaking, it's starting with nature has helped me be able to get to the point now where I can just say, you know what, I'm just going to love you just for who you are. And I'm not going to, you know, and block all the other stuff of what this person may or may not want from me. I can connect with my source love enough to be able to love that person anyway, because that's what love is. Love is not... it's not conditional, it's unconditional. So when you come from a place of unconditional love, it doesn't matter what the person is, or it doesn't matter if somebody else says, well, how can you care about somebody who is blah, blah, blah? It doesn't matter.
It comes from without attachment. It just flows. It's amazing that if you start from that place, even on a daily, place, at least you're coming from the place of your power source. You're coming from your soul, and you're coming from a place of power for you. And when you're in your body with that energy, you would be amazed at how the universe outside of you starts conspiring for your well-being from that place. So, you know, it's a choice. You can choose to allow the outside world to pressure you into being what they think that you should be, which is always changing in the sense of that. Or you can choose to connect to the power source of who you are, that your soul already knows and emanates, and allow that energy to come through your mind and your heart and your body, and be able to breathe that in and out. And your outside really literally will start changing. And Angela and I practice that all the time, practice acknowledging all the changes when we act from love and when we connect to our soul and commune with our soul. We find that, and so nature for us both is an excellent place for us to go and remind ourselves that we can be what we are, who we are, as is, and love ourselves in that place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling, looks like 1 minute, but you know what? We're complete. So thank you for tuning in for our tweak of the week, Act from Love. We just want to remind you that who you are is more important than any role you have on the outside world. We appreciate and honor your soul. And till next time, have an amazing day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.